God Will Find Us by Dena Kilgore. I was driving this morning, listening to the message on Sirius XM, and the DJ said something that hit me really quickly and somewhat hard. Of course, this isn't a new thought, but it's just amazing how God will let you hear something again, and it just hits you differently this time. Kind of like a ton of bricks. I think as we experience life and we go through things, when we hear something again, we have a different perspective and different circumstances in which to apply it. This is what the DJ said. As children of God, we can't run far because He has a way of finding us. As I thought about what he said, it reminded me that no matter how far I may stray, God always pulls me back. Being a Christian for over 30 years, I've had this happen in my life quite a few times, so I know God's not playing. He's not messing around. He'll do it. He'll make circumstances around me so incredibly frustrating and strip me of things I hold dear just to get me back on my knees and crying out to Him. There's also been times that He hasn't done this, but it's in those times that I'm seeking Him, praising Him, and talking to Him. He doesn't have to use a heavy hand in those times, but when he sees we need a swift kick to get us back, he spares nothing. Sometimes it's just an, okay, God, I hear you moment. Other times it's pulling the rug right out from under us, making us scream out, what is happening? It's in those times that we beg and plead for God to take away the pain, but it's in the pain where we're molded and we learn the lessons that He's trying to teach us. I mean, if we chose to learn it another way, I'm sure He'd do it differently, easier, but sometimes that tough love is the only way to get our attention. Job 5:12-13 says, "He frustrates the plans of schemers, so the work of their hands will not succeed. He traps the wise in their own cleverness, so their cunning schemes are thwarted." One of my pastor's bullet points this weekend talked about submitting to God. Submit. Isn't it just easier for us to submit to God than it is to wait on God to come and get us? When we're out of a situation where we're not being a schemer, we can clearly see that it's easier to just submit ahead of time. But when we're in schemer mode, we wonder how much longer we have before God will come and grab us. Sometimes we're so frustrated with ourselves, though, that we want God to come and just shake us. And other times we're hoping He'll leave us alone for a while because we're enjoying ourselves. Either way, it doesn't matter. It's coming if we don't learn the lesson. Speaking of lessons, how many times must we learn these lessons? I know I feel like I've learned the lessons, and then there they are creeping up on me again, and I get frustrated with myself. Here I am again. I thought I learned this already. It's then that I must humble myself and tell myself, okay, let's try this again. I guess I haven't learned it yet, God. I just have to submit. Even if I don't like it, and even if I want to do things my way, it doesn't matter. I can do this the easy way or the hard way, but the Bible clearly states that He'll find me one way or the other. So when is it that I learn that the easy way really is the easy way? Maybe after I've had to learn many times over that the hard way is the hard way.